This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and we're going to continue off, because we'll finish off today the four archetypes that I have been discussing in the last couple of podcasts. And so the last three have been both the King Queen, the Warrior Mother, and then the Magician, rather, and the Wise Woman, and the shadows thereof of all those. So we're moving on to the fourth one today. Now, as I've mentioned before, especially if you go into Jung's work, but there's many other work, like there's plenty of archetypes depending which sort of framework you want to look at. But I'm using these four as a core, and you'll often find there's a lot of subcategories to these four. So today's one is lover. Now, that's lover both in the masculine and lover both in the feminine. And I'm going to do my best to describe this once again in the next 10 minutes. But the lover I've found the most difficult to describe to people, and I'm not sure if that's because I've spent a lot of time on this trying to pull it apart for myself. Because when I learn these things, I teach them straight away. One of the first things I do, I learn something that I find really invaluable, I'm gonna teach it, because that way I get to pull apart my own thoughts. I get to see what sort of feels right and what sounds right and what doesn't. But above all, it allows me to see it as a whole. And so the lover has been, I think it's been difficult for me to explain, but it's almost like it's so obvious the importance of the lover that it's like I feel like I need to explain it on a deep level, whereas the archetypal lover within us actually is that unconditional acceptance. It is that radical sense of self-love. And this is the thing, I'm probably going on a little bit of a tangent to begin with here, away from the archetypes, but talk about love as a whole, and something that I continually talk about. It's like, we can only accept love up to the level that we love ourselves. And self-love is so goddamn crucial, because you look at the first word there, self. It's love of the self. It's love of all of you. It's love of your shadows. It's full radical acceptance of every single component of your psyche and yourself. And people end up loathing themselves, at least privately, because of how they look, not realizing that how you look is not you. You were gifted this meat carton. That's what you were gifted. You are not your body, right? You have a body. And when we understand that self-love is actually love of myself, as in my psyche, and that's why if we spend more time unraveling that and learning about ourselves as a whole, rather than just components we like and don't like, then we start to see that I don't have to be anyway for someone else to like me, and then I don't have to act this way, and if you like me, then I'll like me, then I'll be okay. It's actually like, no. Self-love is so goddamn crucial, and you know what? It's so fucking crucial for us men. And the reason why, I mean, like, it sounds corny. It can sound so friggin' wanky. I get it. But if you do not know how to love yourself as a male, then how the hell are we going to have a generation of young men below us with healthy masculinity and understanding how to integrate their emotions, understanding how to treat females, and understanding how to treat fellow men? If we lack the ability to understand and utilize our emotions, then we lack our ability to be a man as a whole. We have a gaping hole in our manhood if we do not integrate the emotive side of our being. And so the lover really comes into this emotive side. It definitely holds a lot more feminine qualities. And it's not saying it's a female archetype. It's saying it's holding more feminine qualities, because we as a whole are masculine and feminine, right? Every single one of us. And we have certain elements of that. Some we force, some we repress. And when we relax and let it just be, that's when we become at peace. When we're not trying to be something in the eyes of someone else. When we are just being, right? Human being, not a human doing. And that's a big difference. And so it's the lover has this emotional intelligence, right? And you look at the word intelligence, once again, it talks about in, and it really derives from the word understanding, really. And it's like emotional understanding. It's understanding my emotions, right? And that's where it goes, when I can do that and I can integrate and I can learn to sit and be with my emotions, not to call them good, not to call them bad, to see angry and happy as important as each other. Because when, as men, and women do this as well, right? But let's say the masculine, when we try to like push away this anger, what we end up doing is turning it into aggression. It can turn into passive aggressiveness, or we end up snapping, right? Because that's, we're not understanding our emotions. Our emotions are trying to tell us something and we're resisting it. We're pushing it away and oppressing it, or repressing it rather, and sort of like trying to keep it down. But like, that's gonna come out. We have to actually feel that emotion, see it for what it is. What is this telling us? And then we can choose to act on it. When we are not conscious to this, it's going to show up. This is the whole idea of the shadow, right? You're trying to look at the light, be the best possible person you could be in the judgment of others, but what happens is there's a fucking shadow behind you, and it's getting fucking bigger. And so it's so crucial for us to really, truly, in to step into our full manhood, we must learn to integrate our emotions and understand and be comfortable being with our emotions. For men, I said it, I think it was a podcast, it was number 69, I talked about shame. I'm like, you have to learn where that is within you if you have it, which most likely we do, and females hold it as well in a different light, but they still hold it. So we have to move towards that in order to become whole. This is the interesting thing about it, is that we see strength, especially in today's world, we see strength on Instagram. Nah. Man, strength isn't a Facebook post. It's not an Instagram post, right? Strength is a continual act to be vulnerable and accepting of ourselves. And I know that can almost sound like, yeah, okay, man, but there is this physical capability strength. And I do agree with that. I think that's so crucial. I think it's so important to be useful, right? To the community, to yourself, so you can live life. But there's this... we know that there's people out there that can look fantastic and they're emotionally like just... ripped apart, spiritually and mentally ripped apart, and we call them strong. It's like, no, they're avoiding the things that will make them strong as a whole. They're only paying attention to a small component, let alone the fact that so much of this physical shell that they're building is actually pushing people away and keeping people further away as physical armoring. It's the same as people do the same thing with eating. They just pack it on so people never come, literally can't get close to them. It's so interesting to understand this. And then we've got to look at it for ourselves. We always have to turn this in on ourselves. That's the same thing with my seminars. I run the Connected Coaching Seminar. How do people communicate? What kind of personality type are you based on the Enneagram? And how do we understand that? And what is a personality type? And then how do we communicate to different personality types? What are the coaching commandments? All this, all learning about outside of us, really. Whereas the next level seminar that I run, and when I do proper one-on-one coaching, it's like, fuck, man, we're going to hold a mirror up to and pull you apart. If you're brave enough to do that, let's do it, right? Because that's fucking courageous to go through all of your own shit, right? It's easy to avoid. So really for a lot of men, I know I've spoken majority about that in this podcast, it still is for females as well. 100% everything I'm saying is for females. And I know that you ladies listening are agreeing. And if you're not, then we're just not on the same page. But the complete understanding, continual integration of emotions does not make us weak men. It makes us strong. And that's so crucial to understand. Intelligent, like, when we integrate compassion and empathy, right? When we integrate compassion and empathy, we no longer move into aggression. We can stay in anger, but anger is also vulnerability. We can stay there and get to, move through that. When we become aggressive, we actually dehumanize the other person, whether that be passive or direct. And so this is why it's so crucial, is because, and this is, if you look at the y-axis and x-axis, when looking at the king, warrior, magician, lover, it's king is the head, the warrior is the right arm, the magician is the gut, and the lover is on the left side, right? And the left side, because that's where the heart sits. And the heart feeds the empathy to the right arm, to the warrior arm, to use its sword empathetically. And this is why it's so crucial for us to understand that we must integrate as a whole in order to be in peace, in order to be a whole, as opposed to rejecting parts of us, because that's a painful way to exist. So there's my quick snippet, I suppose, of the lover side of things. I'm going to brief on the shadows of it as well. And the King, Warrior, Magician, Lover. So I really found, this one's probably going to go a bit longer, actually. I thought I didn't have much to say on it. There you go. I really found the addicted lover of the male archetype, which is actually the seductive in the feminine archetype. But the addicted lover, I found it because I probably had somewhat of a jaded relationship with my mother growing up, and because we seek love from our mother and approval from our father, I suppose at some point I do actually remember just blocking her out. It's like, well, you can't hurt me anymore. The problem was is that I started to look for that love in other people. And it's quite fascinating, and I open up very honestly about that, because there's a lot of boys, and I say boys very deliberately, out there doing the exact same thing. They're adult males with boy psychology trying to seek the love that they didn't get from their mother, or the mother was so overbearing that they're trying to find the mother in other people. And this is the addicted lover. And they might bounce from person to person hoping that the next person's better, and never actually being with that person. They're just using that person as a stepping stone to emptiness, really. And so that's the addicted lover. Whereas the seductive lover in the female is exactly that. They're the person who is always seeking this attention and love from, you know, often the opposite sex, but it doesn't always have to be. And they're very seductive, but they may not always go through with it. It's more so the desire that they crave, let alone true, proper, deep connection, right? And so this is the same thing as the guys, right? It's why, and guys, if you've been with females before and you're like still feel empty, it's like, that's not their fault, man, and don't drag them along for the ride, right? You have to work in, this is something to work in on, and it's painful, but it's going to be a shit ton more painful when you're fucking laying in a bed and you're nearly 40 and you're laying next to a woman you don't even know, let alone love her, and you got a couple of kids and a mortgage. I'm like, you have to sort that shit out when you're younger. Deal with a dragon when it's a fucking baby. Don't deal with it when it's older. Same thing goes for females, right? Same thing. And so that impotent lover, or the distant lover for a male, is the person who is so afraid of connection that they never really sort of reach out. They never really get into a relationship, right? They might want to have a bit of a conversation, but as soon as anything can remotely turn that way, they're turned off, because they're afraid that they're not worthy of love. And that, once again, can come from childhood. And then the frigid lover in the female is very similar. I think it literally is just a different name for it, as a person who is... they want connection. They want it more than anything, but they don't want it more than facing their shadow and understanding that they're actually worthy of love. And so it's easier to fantasize about it than it is to go through it and disappoint not only someone else, but more importantly themselves. Yeah, it's so fascinating. So team, I'm going to finish up here. Thank you very much for listening, especially the last four podcasts. That was something that I probably wouldn't have usually gone through, but thank you for the team in the Mood Prep online group that actually wanted to break down the archetypes. Hopefully this was helpful for you guys. Once again, the book that I recommend the most was King, Warrior, Magician, Lover. I'll find some other feminine ones, books-wise, and I'll chuck them in the Mood Prep online group. So if you're not already a part of the Mood Prep online, jump on Facebook. You should probably also find it in the comments of this podcast. Just jump on and add to the group, and I'll accept you, and then I put all my resources, and you can ask questions, and I'll put polls and all that sort of stuff in there as well. That's on Facebook, Mood Prep online. Otherwise, it would mean the world to me that you found all this beneficial. I'd love it if you could pass it on to a friend that you think would also find it beneficial. And I would also love it if you jump on my other social media sources, which is Dave Nixon on Facebook, it's Dave Nixon on YouTube, and DD Nix on Instagram. Otherwise, team, as always, until next time, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, and slay the dragon. I'll see you soon. To be everything at once, be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.